Hello, and welcome to A Good Book Review, a podcast wherein we sit down and we review a wide variety of books that have been written for the Christian audience. My name is Chase Retort, and you're listening to Episode 1. In today's episode, I'll be sitting down with Alex Daniels and hearing his thoughts on R.C. Sproul's classic, The Holiness of God. The Holiness of God has been published by the Tyndale Momentum organization in 2000, most recently, I think. And it's available currently on Amazon for a list price of $13.11 at the time of this recording. Alex is a dear friend of mine, and of course, he's the co-founder with me on this podcast. For the vast majority of weeks, Alex will be serving with me as co-host as we visit and chat with different guests. However, this week, Alex finds himself in the chair of the interviewee. Having said that, thanks so much for acting as the guest for the very first ever Good Book Review, Alex.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, if any of our listeners missed out on episode 0, you can go back there and kind of hear what our vision was. This is really the first episode that we're going to put out that kind of sets the precedent for what it's going to look like moving forward.
Yeah.
Largely, our podcast will look like an interview-style conversation. Yeah. And so this one is not exempt from that. So question number one for you, Mr. Daniels, is this.
All right.
This is the first book review that we've done on the podcast, so clearly there must be a degree of reverence that you and I have for the book. Alex, why does this particular book draw such respect from you?
Yeah, I remember reading it for the first time. It came during a very foundational time in my life. I read it just about four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shaped how I view God and how I view my sin and everything else in between. And so it was just, it really shaped a lot of different things that I view. And it also I think that summarizes such a great respect for it.
Yeah. Before we continue talking on the topic, I think an important question to ask would be, the title of the book is The Holiness of God. How does RC define that in his book?
So funny thing is like how we mentioned that we did this podcast to recommend books for people.
Mm-hmm.
I lent my copy of it to a friend who is now in New Mexico right now.
That'll do it.
So I do not have the actual physical copy in front of me. So I can't, like, I know he has like a good thesis statement of
concise,
like,
definition.
Yep. Like okay. in the, either the introduction or the first chapter, but, and also I don't memorize quotes.
Sure. Sure.
So I do apologize that I don't have that in front of me, but he defines it as the, like, this is as best as possible from my memory, but mm-hmm. he defines it as the character of God. And man, I really apologize, guys.
No, all good. I would assume, I feel like the common contemporary Christian might define holiness with a brief understanding as maybe being like set apart.
Yep, set apart.
Is that kind of how Sproul is?
Yep, that's one of the definitions I use. Is like he goes to Isaiah 6.
Does he talk at all? I think the Hebrew word is Kadesh. Is that right? Or does he mention that at all?
I don't. Okay. I think he might go. He does go into the Hebrew a little bit, but okay. Not particularly.
Cool. Alex, what is RC hoping that his readers are going to take away when they read through this book?
A deeper reverence for God. I guess just like an aha of like who he is, because like holiness is like the divine, like defining characteristic of God. Like everything mm-hmm. else flows out of his holiness. And so I think that's the big thing, is like a reverence and awe for God.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can still remember the first time that I'd gotten the book. I think I read through the first chapter, which I want to say is titled The Holy Grail or something, if you remember. And I do remember just the uniqueness of his writing style and just how much he was very captivating, even in that chapter, regarding his own coming into faith.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, how has this book uniquely shaped your perception of God's character? You've talked a lot about reverence and obviously holiness, but maybe expounding on that.
It really is set like this precedence of who God is, and just like this, man, I'm trying to summarize all the different things that I want to say, because I know that there can be a lot, especially because this is one of my favorite attributes of God, of the holiness of who he is. And so it's this impact of like, it is the warmth of the fire of who God is. It's this like, all right, I see who God is now. I see what my sin is compared to his holiness. And so it's this like abject horror of my sin, but then also like I can draw near to Christ because of his holiness and because of the love that flows out of that holiness. I would definitely say that is probably why it has been so impactful, is seeing my sin compared to a thrice holy God.
Mm.
So, Yeah.
You said thrice holy. Do you want to unpack that for our listeners just a little bit, or do you not want to?
I could. I definitely could. I think I don't. I actually don't have my Bible in front of me, but like
I have an IV right here if you want to check out.
Yeah, Isaiah 6. So if any of you are listening and you have a Bible, you could probably go to Isaiah 6. If I can get to Isaiah soon.
This is not the extra spiritual version. It's just the NIV. So okay. If my dad's out there listening, I'm sorry.
All right. So Isaiah 6, verse 3. And they were calling to one another. This was the seraphim who were calling to one another. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. So holy, holy, holy. Like the holiness upon holiness upon holiness, like thrice, and just this immense holiness that there is nothing comparable to who God is, and in that holiness. And so, yeah, I know if I could just have a chance to talk about holiness, I could talk about it for hours upon hours.
Sure.
Just because of this book.
Does Sproul go back at all to, like you said, thrice holy? Is that something that you took away purely just from this chapter in Isaiah, or does Sproul talk about that chapter in Isaiah 6 at all?
Oh, yes. He devotes to a whole chapter to that, Revelation 4.
Wonderful. Alex, did you have a favorite quote or perhaps even a favorite passage or chunk of the book that you would be willing to share with our listeners just to kind of wet their mouths for what they could anticipate?
Yeah. So like I said before, I don't have a physical copy, but I did find this quote, and it's one of my favorites from the holiness of God. When we understand the character of God, when we grasp something of his holiness, then we begin to understand the radical character of our sin and hopelessness. Helpless sinners can survive only by grace. Our strength is futile in itself. We are spiritually impotent without the assistance of a merciful God. We may dislike giving our attention to God's wrath and justice, but until we incline ourselves to these aspects of God's nature, we will never appreciate what has been wrought for us by grace. Even Edwards' sermon on sinners in God's hands was not designed to stress the flames of hell, but the resounding accent falls not on the fiery pit, but on the hands of the God who holds us and rescues us from it. The hands of God are gracious hands. They alone have the power to rescue us from certain destruction.
I know you said you don't have the physical copy of the book on you. Could you tell our listeners, does that website say generally where it's from, a page number, a chapter?
But if I remember correctly, that's probably the fifth chapter, the fifth or sixth. So,
also, just to give our listeners an idea, how many times do you think you read this book in its total?
Two complete read-throughs, and like there's been moments where I'm like, I remember a moment in my life where I'm like, I need to read this chapter. There's one chapter on Martin Luther is like his penance and just his desire to like try saving himself by his works, but he was unable to. And then once he understood God's righteousness, I was like, oh wow, I have to reread that. And so I think I read that this past Reformation Day. I didn't, but I read it afterwards.
Cool. That's super sweet. R.C. Sproul is obviously, you know, on episode 0, we talked a little bit about how I think we recorded it on the anniversary of his death date. Sproul is obviously widely renowned for a number of sermons, sermon series, and books and book series. I've really loved his critical question series where he addresses like some of those questions like, what can we do with our guilt? Mm-hmm. What is baptism? All that stuff. I would venture to guess, though, and you'd likely agree with me, that the holiness of God is perhaps his best known work.
Yeah.
Do you think that's merited? Like obviously, you know, that's saying quite a bit for it to be R.C. Sproul's, you know, best known work. Is that deserved?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So I would wholeheartedly agree. Like, it is by far. I will say I've not read a lot of Sproul. I think I've read a couple of his other books, but I've not read all of them.
Yeah.
But this is the one that I will always be like, yep, R.C. Sproul. This is what I think of immediately is this book.
So. Yeah, that's sweet. And obviously, Alex, you would not be hesitant, most likely, to recommend it to a broad majority of our listeners. But I do want to ask this question. Is there any reason that you can think of that would cause you to hesitate to recommend the book to a listener, be it something in the book itself or maybe perhaps a belief that somebody might hold that could be contrary?
Yeah. So R.C. Sproul is a Calvinist. He does talk a little bit about limited atonement. I remember the first time that I read through the book, this is just as I was trying to understand the sovereignty of God and just the nature of all these different things. And still, but there is one quote that if there is someone to be like, oh, wow, what does he mean? And he does unpack it more. But this one quote on its own. If you hear this, and so I want you guys to, as like a teaser, to have a reason to read it. Is this also so that you can understand it more? But is this God's grace is not infinite. God is infinite and God is gracious. We experience the grace of an infinite God, but grace is not infinite. God sets limits to his patience and his forbearance. He warns us over and over again that someday the axe will fall and his judgment will be poured out. Yep.
And you are not going to unpack that anymore for us? You're just going to leave that as, okay, yep. Bold strategy, Kat, and we'll see how it plays out.
Yep.
Alex, this book has widely been praised for its ability to reach a very wide audience.
Mm-hmm.
What does this book offer in terms of appeal for both the scholarly person, but also the mere traditional churchgoer, somebody who's not especially intrigued by studying theology?
Yeah, I will definitely say that like it's a very easy read and it's quick to unpack a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really understand like who God's character is. And I think anyone can benefit from that. Is just like, if you want to learn more about who God is, then read this book.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can come up with a lot longer of an answer for that, but
yeah,
I think that's a good summary of it.
I like your response there. If you want to know more about who God is, read this book.
Yes.
This is off the fly, but are there any other books that come, like the first book to come to mind besides Holiness of God, what book would you recommend to our listeners if they want to know more about God? Or is there anything that would compare to Holiness of God?
There's two books.
Okay.
Actually, not just a single book.
Okay, go ahead.
And we'll do this in the future, is Delighting in the Trinity by Michael Reeves.
Episode 7, you're going to be unpacking that for us. Yep. Yeah.
And the Attributes of God by A.W. Pink.
The Attributes of God by A.W. Pink. Okay. Yeah,
those two books. I would definitely say if you want to know more, that like they're both smaller books.
Yeah.
I know I could think of other like big, thick volumes that unpack who God is. Yeah.
Nice.
So,
Alex, it seems to me like this book is more widely known than it is read. Like I've certainly had a number of Christian friends who have it on the bookshelf but don't have it in their mind. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this book is not read more so by Christians?
I think for myself, when I initially started reading it and I realized that there's other books that I'm afraid to read, is because it will convict me of my sin. I think that is that big thing, is like people realize the holiness of God. Like that means I'm not holy. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. So there is that hesitancy to read it just because it's like, shoot, this is going to convict me of my sin by great degrees. And so then it is revealing to you when you read this book. So I think for those people that are like kind of on that edge of the seat of like, I think some people may be afraid to read it because it may convict them of their sin.
Alex, could you make the case for this book's value to that group of people? What would you say to that? If the person sitting in front of you today had the audacity to say, well, I'm not sure that I want to read it because I'm nervous that I will feel a degree of conviction, what would you say to that person?
Well, Matthew 5:48, be holy as I'm holy. That is Christ's words on the Sermon on the Mount. And we're like, we should all desire to be holy like Christ. But so, yeah, I think that should be your case, is as a Christian, you should desire to be more like Christ and he is holy. So you should want to read that. So not from a personal, like, oh, this is why you should read it, but because Christ commands us to be like him. So I think that's why you should read it.
So on the topic of holiness, are there any other books that come to mind immediately that you'd recommend to listeners?
The Holiness by J.C. Ryle, if I remember.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yep.
Yep.
So
like I said, also the Attributes of God by A.W. Pink.
Yep. I would personally also throw out there, have you ever read Pursuit of Holiness by Jerry Bridges?
I've got it up on my bookshelf.
Okay.
So
that's the old Michael Scott quote. Read it. I own it. But no, I have not read it. I thought that one, even more so than the Holiness. So the Holiness of God is a bit thicker of a book comparatively to like Delighting the Trinity or something like that.
Yeah.
But the beauty of Jerry Bridges' style, I don't think I've come across a thick Jerry Bridges book yet. Like,
okay.
Almost all of his books are incredibly readable, very applicable. I think that was probably the first extra biblical commentary that I'd ever read, or devotional type book that was ever so impactful to me, which I so wish I had read it sooner. I was gifted it years ago from a mentor and just put it on the bookshelf and then finally read it. But anyways,
awesome.
An excellent book on the topic.
All right.
As far as Sproul goes, we mentioned that he's got a lot of other great series. You said you read a couple of his books.
Yeah.
So whether it's by firsthand knowledge or secondhand, are there any other books from this author, from Mr. R.C. Sproul himself, that you'd recommend, or even sermon series that you might recommend to our listeners?
I've read through These Truths We Confess, his like exposition on the Westminster Catechism. Mm-hmm. I read through that. That was hugely enjoyable. Any sermon series that I can think of, any other books that are coming to mind? I know he has, like you had mentioned, Critical Questions. Mm-hmm. I've not read any of those, actually.
Oh, they're very pleasant. I think there's like 28 or something like that. There's just a crazy number.
You can go to Amazon Prime and watch all of Ligonier Ministries' like teaching series, which run a huge selection of different like eschatology, church history, everything in between.
Sure.
That you can find.
Just to be clear for our listeners, you're saying if you have Prime, you can watch it for free?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Also, I don't know if you know off the top of your head, I think it was you or our roommate Jacob that had lent me like a year or two ago. It was, I think, a three-part CD series on essentially R.C. Sproul's. It was the exact same thing as what he put in his book, What Can I Do With My Guilt? Do you know what the title of that was?
That
it might just be What Can I Do With My Guilt? I don't know.
I think that's what it is. I think we've got it right over there. I can look, sure, but that wasn't me that recommended. That was Jacob, our roommate.
Now that one I would highly, highly recommend to our listeners if you can get your hands on. Does a really good job just addressing what is it called?
I've got it in front of me. It is Guilt and Forgiveness by R.C. Sproul. Yep, it's just a couple, like six series, like 6 23-minute messages on 2 CDs.
Yep. Yeah. So anyways, obviously that has nothing to do with the book that we were reviewing today, but mm-hmm. I would, you know, personally, from my own personal experience, highly endorse that to our listeners.
Yeah.
Anyways, Alex, that was the last question that I really had for you. So I want to just say thanks so much for helping me with the podcast in general and just mm-hmm. kicking it off, but also, yeah, for being the very first person ever to sit down in a chair and be recorded with. So thanks a lot for that, Mr. Daniels.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Of course. If our listeners enjoyed hearing about the holiness of God, then we would strongly encourage you to read it. As previously mentioned, Sproul has a lot of other commendable works, and much of his teaching is available online from a variety of sources. So we would highly encourage you to consider looking more into him. If you enjoyed hearing from Alex in the position of guest, then fear not, he'll be back there shortly. Episode 7, as we mentioned previously, Alex will be debriefing and unpacking Delighting in the Trinity by Michael Reeves. And then he will also be on as one of our two guests on episode 10, unpacking a devotional from Spurgeon. And I want to say I think, Alex, we have you scheduled for episode 19 in the back half of the podcast or the season. So anyways, fear not if you are concerned about not hearing from Alex again in the near future, because he will be here.
Yeah.
If you'd like to get in touch with Alex or myself with any questions, concerns, contentions, clarifications, or anything else, please feel free to email us at agoodbookreviewpodcast@gmail.com. That's one word with no caps, spaces, or special characters. Mm-hmm. agoodbookreviewpodcast@gmail.com. Alex, do you have anything else you wanted to mention to our listeners? You want to make a shameless plug for the Instagram page? Or
you guys can check us out on Instagram, the letter A period good period book period review.
That's
our handle.
And we'll just be posting reminders on a week-to-week basis and
different
even
quotes.
Exactly. Well, anyways, that concludes the time that we have set aside for episode 1. Please feel free to tune back in to episode 2, which will come out in just a couple of weeks, on which I get to serve as a guest for some extent.
Yep.
So until then, God bless.
See you guys later.